the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Game two of our doubleheader here in the Twin Valley League. Now getting to the boys' side is Troy hosting Axel. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. The first meeting was in the Twin Valley League quarterfinal round in the league tournament, in which Axel won 60-51. In that game, Troy, though, they led at the half 24-21. Colin Shaughnessy making an array of threes. He got 20 points in that game. Eli Brockstrom finished with 12. Henry Geiger led Troy's 18. Gannon Bowe also had 10. Axel has won the last three meetings over the past two seasons. And they have won 8 of the last 10, dating back to the 2017-2018 season. Axel, ranked number 3 according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association's latest rankings that were released this afternoon. And I tell you what, they have been busy. They finished up a stretch of games, 6 games in the past 11 days. They went 5-1 in that stretch, with their only loss being a 68-58 loss against Frankfort. And they are not done. They played 4 games in the last 8 days of the regular season, starting with tonight. So after tonight, they will be at Blue Valley on Friday. They'll be hosting Hanover on Monday, and then hosting Centralia on Tuesday. So some really, really tough competition at the end of the season for this Axel team. We'll get a good gauge for just how good this squad is. And coming into tonight, they are 4-2 in league play, 3 games out of first place, behind Clifton, Clyde, and Centralia, who are tied for first at 8-0. And on the season, Axel, 14-2. That's right, they are 10-0 in non-league play. As for Troy, it is senior night. Brogan Morris is going to start tonight, despite missing all season. He tore his knee in football season. So start the night, he'll do the tip, and then we will move on from there. He could have been a really big contributor to this team, but I tell you what, even without him, this Troy team has been very solid. 5-2 in league play, 2.5 games out of first. They're in fourth place. By the way, failed to mention Axel in solo sixth place. And the Trojans on the season are 9-7 on the year. Well, they're coming off a stretch where they have lost 2 of their last 3. They beat Frankfort last Friday by 8, but then kind of a head-scratching home loss to Lynn on February the 2nd. A Lynn team that is currently in 7th in league play is better than advertised, at least what we thought coming into the season. Granted, but still a game that Troy should have won. They lost that one. Then they lost by 18 to Centralia back on January 30th. But in that game, they trailed by just 1 going into the fourth quarter. So they are outscored 19-2 in the final 8 minutes, which is kind of what we saw in the girls' game with Troy pulling away from Axel in the fourth quarter. And by the way, that loss to Lynn, failed to mention, that was their first loss to Lynn since the 2020 TBL tournament and the first loss to the Bulldogs in league play since 2014. That kind of gives you an idea of how Troy has dominated Lynn over the past decade, but the Bulldogs got the better of them. Again, that was back on the 2nd. And just like Axel, 4 games in the last 8 days of the regular season for the Troy Trojans, starting with tonight. So, of course, they got Axel tonight. And they're at Hanover on Friday. Big game for them there. They'll be hosting Onega on Monday. Kind of lightens up there. But then they will be hosting Donovan West in a non-league game, which is kind of interesting. So that game will not matter for either of their league standings, or for them in the league standings, but for sub-state, it will very much matter for both teams in that game. Donovan West has been playing pretty good basketball. They tested this Axel team. They only lost to them by a handful of points, and they actually had them had a lead going into the fourth quarter in that game as well. So for the keys to this game, well, the key players to this game, rather, the trio of Axel, Eli Brockstrom, Brennan Schmelsley, Colin Shaughnessy. That's their big three. Eli Brockstrom has really started to pull away from the other two, though. All three of them are averaging right around 13 points per game, but now Brockstrom is averaging 15.1 points per game. He's been doing very well. And as for Brennan Schmelsley, he leads the team in rebounding and assists in steals. That's what he leads the team in. 13.4 points per game for Brandon. And for Colin, he is a phenomenal shooter. You will not find a better three-point shooter in this league, as he shoots 43.6% from beyond the arc on 5.2 attempts per game, averaging 12 points per contest. He's been dealing with a little bit of an injury, but he is able to bounce back well. He played really well in the finale of the TBL tournament, where he missed the first 3 quarters. He came in the fourth quarter and made a couple of big-time shots. is able to defeat Hanover 48-34 in the TVL final. Wyatt Detweiler and Grady Blessing are also in their supporting cast. Grady averaging close to 6 per game. Wyatt Detweiler, he averages 4.5 points and 3.3 assists per game, which is second on the team, and he's shooting 80% from the free throw line, so the freshman doing very solid for himself. He'll be starting tonight. And as for the starters, let's get to the starters. First, for the visitors, the Axel boys. Eli Brockstrom, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, Brandon Schmelzley, and Grady Busting. And for Troy, they'll line up like this. It'll be Seth Judd, Gannon Bowe, Christian Etherton, Brogan Morris, and Jack Hartman. And I'll tell you what, this team definitely could have used Brogan this season. The size that he brings, it's 6'5", but unfortunately unable to play this season. He's wearing some light pink shoes, got a big old knee brace on his left knee, and just an unfortunate injury in football season. Still, he was unable to play here in senior season, but able to be here on senior night. So as for the senior night festivities, there are a total of 5 seniors on this roster, including Hayden Haggerty, Brogan Morris, Christian Etherton, Seth Judd, and Seth Plooster. Seth Judd, what a season he's having for the Trojans. 7.2 points, 4.9 rebounds per game. I mean, they have 5 guys that average over 7 points per game. Jack Hartman averages 7.7 points, 6.7 rebounds per game. Henry Geiger, 7.8 points, 6.8 rebounds per game. When he is on, he is on. Gannon Bowe, 8.4 points, 5.3 rebounds per game. And Christian Etherton is their leading scorer, 10.8 points per game on the year, shooting 35% from the floor, which is very good for a guard of his stature. So it will be, as mentioned, Morris tipping for Troy and Schmelzley tipping for Axel. They're in their black uniforms, and as mentioned, the girls were in their red uniforms with the blue letters and numbers. No red on the jerseys for Axel. And Brogan is going to win the tip. And they will go ahead and have him. They're going to have him score. They're going to give him the first 2 points of the game. He'll get back on defense, and they're going to have an easy 2 points for Grady Busing. So let's start with both points on even terms, both scoring baskets. They'll give Grady a free 2 points, and Brogan Morris will get a free 2 points as well. That is really cool. I was not aware that they were going to do that. Coach Roosevelt, before the game, he told me that they were going to have him start and win the opening tip. He said they're going to have him travel. But I think before the game, him and Coach Tynan getting together, saying we're going to do something a little bit different and have him score as well. So Troy will start on the inbound, and we are underway, 2-2. Brogan Morris, Grady Busing, sharing unguarded baskets to start the game. This is Seth Judd, defended heavily by Wyatt Detweiler, the stellar freshman for the Eagles. An incredible asset he has been this season. Taken after his brother who graduated last year, Isaac. Oh, his crossover dribble. Etherton maneuvering his way through the defense. Can't get a shot to go, though. Rebound Hartman. He's fouled in one. And Jack Hartman with the first guarded basket of the night. That foul goes against Grady Busing. Grant Busing not starting tonight for Axel. He has started a good majority of the games this year for the Eagles, but starting this game on the bench. Free throw for Hartman on its way, and that one is good. Hartman, a 54% free throw shooter, knocks that one home. And that makes it 5-2. Three-pointer on the way. Near side is good for Colin Shaughnessy, and they respond with a triple, again, shooting 43% from beyond the arc this season. Unreal three-point shooter. Going to his right, stopping is Gannon Bowe. He'll give it up to Judd. Pass, fake left side, goes middle. He'll hand it off. Etherton off a screen by Judd. Pulls up, 16-footer off the backboard. No good, right side. A long rebound for Eli Brockstrom. His first touch of the game. 5-5. Gives up his dribble. Passes Detweiler. Defended by Etherton, a far side wing catch for Shaughnessy. Nice entry pass inside Grady Busing at forward. Backing down a couple of defenders. Shot swatted out of there by Jack Hartman. Loose on the floor. And picked up by Gannon Bowe. Well, it passed to Hartman. Baseball pass up ahead is too high for Seth Judd out of bounds. It'll go to Axel. Working a little bit too quickly. As mentioned, Axel head coached by Jason Tynan. Troy head coached by Jonathan Rodville. Fast paced start to this one. As mentioned, these two teams in the top half of the league. Troy 5-2, 2.5 games out of first. Axel 4-2, 3 games out of first. They still have 4 games left in league play, so they have a little bit of ways to go. There's a catch coming off the screen. Shaughnessy open 3. Too strong. Long rebound, Jack Hartman at the free throw line. A rare wide open miss for Shaughnessy. And Axel controls it. Etherton gets a screen by Hartman. Brockstrom tries to fight through it. give and go. Nice hands by Brandon Schmelzley to get a piece of it, tying it up with Jack Hartman. Possession arrow, Axel. 6:01 to go, opening quarter, 5-5. Both teams exchanging unguarded baskets. Brogan Morris, again, missing this season, but coming in, winning the tip, and they gave him a wide-open layup. Did the same for Grady Bussing to make it 2-2. Nice jab step fake pull-up jumper. Detweiler, no good, unguarded, 8 feet out, and a foul on the rebound going the other way. Oh, no correction. They're going to get that against Jack Hartman of Troy. So that'll be his first. 5:45 to go, opening quarter. Inbound to Grady Bussing. So Detweiler rocks him a nice find underneath. And Shaughnessy can't get the shot to go. And tipped into the hands of Troy. And tipped out of bounds. It'll go to the Trojans. Henry Geiger wearing a different jersey. I have him as 15, but he's wearing 30 tonight. Geiger starting off the bench. He came in as soon as Morris exited. Pass from Etherton, batted right back into his hands by Schmelzley. Kick it out. Geiger's going to try a three on the way. Short, and then rolling off the back iron, no good. Geiger does shoot the three pretty well, 22%. Couldn't get that one to go this time. 5:12 to go. Nice steal by Seth Judd on a pass. He's headed for Shaughnessy. Having right side, gets undercut. Shot, no good. And a foul called against Eli Broxman. He'll go to the line to shoot two. So Judd to the charity stripe. He shoots 56% from the free throw line this season. And he fifth leading scorer on the team. First one too strong. No good this time for the senior guard. It is any given night for this Troy team as to who's going to be the leading scorer. As that one is good. So he goes 1-for-2. Makes it 6-5 Troy. It could be Judd, it could be Hartman, Geiger, Bowe, or Etherton. All five of those guys averaging over 7 points per game. And none of them averaging more than 11 points per game. Nice backdoor cut wide. Detweiler, reverse layup, short. And in the hands of Geiger. This opportunity that time. Geiger, leading rebounder for the Trojans at 6.8 per game. 6-5 Troy, nice screen by Hartman to get Judd free. Cross-court pass near side. Etherton's going to try a triple. Short. Long rebound, and Bussing got interfered with, got ball poked out of his hands. Etherton with a steal, nice pass for Jack Hartman, who lays it up and in. 5 points for Jack Hartman, and it's 8-5, Trojans. Colin Shaughnessy with a blow-by, stops at the short corner, kicks it out, Detweiler, top of the key, takes the hand off to Shaughnessy, and I will pass it backwards to him with 4:20 to go first quarter. Roxterman looking for Grady Bussing, who defended well by Jack Hartman inside. Far side wing, here's Shaughnessy. The top of the key. Detweiler comes off the screen, catches it. Shot three, no good. And whistle and a foul on the floor against Troy on the rebound. Good strong rebound by Grady Bussing. Then we're going to go against Seth Judd. That'll be his first, team second. Bob the inbound to the right elbow. Schmelzley goes to work. He had it poked away. Nice hands by Geiger. 2-on-1 fast break. Bo, he hustles, goes left side, layup, and in. Gannon Bo with his first points of the game. It's 10-5, Troy. Start by the Trojans. Going to his right is Detweiler. Underneath the basket. Wraparound pass. Near side corner. Shaughnessy. Stopped by a double team. Lobs out to Schmelzley. They're in a 2-3 zone currently. Or actually, it may be more of a box and one with Schmelzley being the one. Nice steal by Geiger again. Here comes Etherton the other way. He'll slow it up. The far side wing. 3.5 to go first quarter. Now we'll try to drive. That shot was, I think, blocked. Yes, it was. He'll stay with the Trojans. Grant Bussing will make his first appearance. He'll come in for his brother, Grady. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Tynan. We'll take one as well. 10-5 Troy. Early lead. 3:22 to go first quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
10-5, our score. Troy leading at home against Axel. A solid start for Coach Rodbelt's group. 5 points for Jack Hartman. Nice effort so far by the 6'3 junior big. And off the inbound, or excuse me, off of the timeouts, it will be Troy basketball. Etherton will inbound it. They try to get a possible 3-possession lead early in this game. Meanwhile, we didn't have a 3-possession lead for either team in the girls' game until the fourth quarter. Bo comes off a ball screen, goes to his left, passes to Hartman from the near side elbow. He dribbles back towards the perimeter, and now handed it back off to Etherton. Step back three is good for Christian Etherton. Step to his left and bury the triple, his first basket of the ballgame. Already 5 different scores for the Trojans, 13-5. Pass catch by Detweiler, kick it out to Brockstrom. That three is no good. Rebound for Schmelzley. Kick it out. Detweiler's going to try a three. Far side wing. That's no good. A long rebound. Colin Shaughnessy. Another rebound for the Eagles. He's double-teamed, though. He has it poked away. Steal by Bo. His pass is taken away. It was deflected by Brockstrom and into the hands of Wyatt Detweiler. The team's trading turnovers. And Axel gets the ball back with 2.5 to go in the first quarter, trailing 13-5 here in Troy. Coming off a screen, Shaughnessy driving middle, gets bumped, shot, no good. Break part, that was Brockman. Put back by Grant Busing is no good, but he's fouled from behind. And he'll get 2 free throw attempts coming up. Another foul by Seth Judd, that's his second. No, correction, it's only his first, I think. Oh, yep, there it is. Now he put it on the board as the first free throw for Busing is good. They just didn't put the second one on there in a very timely manner. Busing with his first point of the game is now 13-6. Clock stop with 2:23 to go. Second one for Busing. That one is short, right into the arms of Henry Geiger. Easiest rebound he's going to get all day. Etherton brings it up. 3-possession lead for the Trojans. High post catch. Jack Hartman back to the basket. And now turn and square. The near side wing catch for Geiger. Gets the screen by Hartman. Got a poke free and stolen away by Brockstrom. Picked his pocket. Layup left side, no good. Too strong, good collapse by Christian Etherton to deter that shot. And he'll be out of bounds, and he'll stay with Axel. Logan Salmon will make his first appearance of the game. We'll come in for Shaughnessy to give him a breather with 1:58 to go in the first. Schmelzley to Salmon to Grant Busing. To Schmelzley coming off a screen. Goes to his right, drives right side. At the short corner, stopped there. Cutting in the lane is Brockstrom. He has it stripped and poked free. Another steal for Henry Geiger. His third steal of the game. Hartman across half court. This is the near side of wing. Etherton to the corner. Kid Rosenberger checking in the game. 3-ball for Etherton. That one is good. Another one for Christian Etherton. He's got 6 in the quarter. It's 16-6, Troy. Driving kick. Brockstrom off the drive from Schmelzley. Gives it out to Salmon. Round right back to Brockstrom. Schmelzley, he'll try his three, trying to respond. He's got it, handed his face from Geiger, he knocked it down. Still a 3-possession lead for the Trojans, though. Second three of the game for the Eagles, as Shaughnessy made one early in the first quarter. Etherton split the double team. He'll hand it back to Rosenberger. Gives it to Gannon Bow. Defended by Salmon, crossover dribble to his left. High post catch, Jack Hartman. In between the elbow and the block, brings out the perimeter on the far side of wing. 3 seconds left in the quarter. Handed off to Etherton. Goes to his left now. Cuts over to his right. Stops the elbow. Steps back. Between the leg dribble. Gives it out to Jack Hartman. Going some clock here. Good defense by Axel. There in a man-to-man. Hartman to backdoor cutting Henry Geiger. Nice dump-off pass for Hartman. That's swatted out of there by Brandon Schmelzley. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans with 35.7 seconds left in the quarter. 16-9 Troy. 6 points for Christian Etherton. 5 for Jack Hartman. Etherton, the inbounder. And he'll go to Geiger. Wasn't looking for it. Went off the face of Grant Busing, but into the hands of Geiger. Kick it back out with 30 seconds left for Jack Hartman. Flashing across the paint is Geiger. Makes the catch. Falling away, and he's fouled on the floor. And they'll give that foul to Brandon Schmelzley. That is going to be his first with 25 seconds left. 13 foul. Both teams now with 3 apiece. Goes to Geiger, far side corner, bounce pass to Bo. Far side wing with 20 seconds left for Etherton. They hold on to the ball. They've been holding on to the ball for a long time. This possession has been a long, long possession. 13 seconds left for Etherton. Goes to his right, and back to his left, back to his right. 8 seconds. Steps back, three on the way. Short, missing everything. 5 seconds, put back for Hartman's no good, and a foul on Hartman as Schmelzley was trying to get the rebound with 2.4 seconds left. Sure not the shot that Nick Jonathan Rosenfeld was wanting. I know he's feeling it right now, but not to that extent. Colin Shaughnessy back in for the remaining 2.4 seconds. Maybe try to give him a shot. And a foul against Hartman is his second. Inbound, give it to Schmelzley. 1 second, just past half court on the way. Short, no good. That's how the quarter comes to close. 16-9, Troy leads Axel after 8 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Troy leading Axel at home 16-9 as we start quarter number two, and the Trojans almost turn it over to start things out, but in the hands of Jack Hartman, kick it out, corner three for Henry Geiger. It's good! Henry Geiger with his first points of the game, and it's 19-9. Axel needing an answer, and a rough start for them offensively. Since late January, this team has not looked nearly as good as they did, especially during the PBL tournament. Head fake by Salmon, was poked away by Geiger, though, but into the hands of Eli Brockstrom. 10-point loss to Frankfurt at home. They have gotten some wins, though, just haven't quite looked as good as they have in the past. Salmon gets his own miss. Second shot for Salmon is good. And Logan Salmon with the first point of the quarter for the Eagles. We'll stay with the play for the 6-2 freshman. 1 minute gone by in this second quarter. Nice spin move to the outside for Jack Hartman. He lays it up and in. He's got seven. He leads all scorers. Back to a 10-point Troy lead, 21-11. Pass fake to Brockstrom. Good defense by Seth Judd, who has two personal fouls, and so does Jack Hartman. Long three for Salmon. That halfway down popping out of there. Rebound. Brent Schmelzy, though. Kick it out to Eli Brockstrom. He's going to try a three left side. That is good. Just like the first quarter, they knocked that down a three early on. It's 21-14, a must make for the Eagles. And that was Eli Brockstrom's first basket of the ballgame. Ganabo drives middle, gets past the defender. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Shaughnessy on the run. Brockstrom, nice pass to Lefetting. Salmon lays it up and in left side. Salmon with 4 points off the bench. And the freshman gets the Eagles back within five. A two-possession deficit. Geiger had a fantastic first quarter. Don't give it up. Especially on the defensive side. And a whistle. Offensive foul on the screen called against Jack Harmon. That's his third. And for sure, he will be done for the half with 5:52 left to go in the second quarter. It is a big loss for this Trojans team. They're going to have to go a little bit smaller here. The White Whistler to try to prove his worth here. 21-16, Troy. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Sandman defended very loosely by Whistler. Now pull up jumper for Roxman, too strong, and Salmon Whistler fighting for the rebound. It's loose, and a foul will be picked up by Gannon Bowe as Wyatt Detweiler went for the rebound. And for Bowe, that is his first personal. That's a first foul against Troy from somebody not named Judd or Hartman. Schmelzy, the inbounder. It'll go underneath the basket, intended for Shaughnessy, but it gets through to Detweiler as it was deflected. Mid-range jumper, no good for Logan Salmon. Rebound, Henry Geiger of Troy. Troy trying to get some offense going after letting Axel get back into this one. Nice cut inside. Layup good. Rosenberger right side. Cut across the paint. And a nice feed from Henry Geiger. Much needed basket for the Trojans to put them back up by three possessions. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 23-16 Troy. Baseball pass, far side for Schmelzley. Hands it off to Shaughnessy. Nice head fake. Pull a jumper just inside the three-point line. It's good. Beautiful head fake. I got Geiger up in the air. Slips underneath and knocks down the long two. Judd with it. Defended by Shaughnessy. Hands it off to Whistler. Gives it to Judd. Bo from the far side tries to drive middle, kicks it out. Rosenberger, and now 3 seconds in the lane called against Wyatt Whistler. Again, having to come off the bench to come in for Jack Hartman. Whistler, a 6'3 junior, actually same height in grade as Hartman, but not nearly as much playing time as the starter. Shaughnessy will get another break. And back in the game is Grady Bussing. First time this quarter. Catching the block for Bussing. He'll kick it out to Detweiler. Driving left as Broxman gets around a defender. So high at the glass. It's too strong. And nice rebound by Gannon Bow. Out of the pass to cutting Etherton. He has a lane to run to lay it up and in. Over the high leaping Brandon Schmelzley. Etherton with his first basket of the quarter. He has 8. It's 25-17. Troy. Shows a nice underhead scoop pass to Detweiler. He's swatted out of there by Gannon Bow. He waited too long to go up with it, allowed him to recover, and it's poked out of bounds by Schmelzley, poked away from Bo, with a stay with the Trojans. But if he just would have just went up real quickly, he probably would have gotten the shot off and up and in, but instead he kind of went down, kind of went all the way down, squatted, and tried to leap as high as he could, and that allowed Bo extra time to get over and reject that shot. Etherton will find Rosenberger in the block. Shot is no good, a little bit short, tipped by Etherton, but into the hands of Brockstrom. Keeps it himself. Coast to coast, right-handed layup from the left side, no good, too strong. Rebound, Grady Bussing lowers his head, and it'll be a jump ball. Tried to hold on to the possession of it, and possession arrow keeps it with Axel. 3:34 to go, second quarter. Reminder, a halftime show coming up, brought to you by Highland Community College. Inbound to Detweiler, far side corner, wraparound pass to Schmelzley, and deflected out of bounds by Henry Geiger. It's been fantastic on defense so far tonight for the Trojans. Schmelzley the inbounder. Get it into Brockstrom. One dribble. Fire a three from the far side of wing. That's short. Rebound wide. Detweiler. Underhand pass to Shaughnessy. He'll drive left. He stops to the short corner. Kick it out to Detweiler. On top of the key. Catch Shaughnessy. He'll try a three. No good. Actually, the big part of that was Brockstrom. Rebound for Whistler. Etherton far side. Drives baseline. Nice drive and one. Drove from the left side. Drove baseline side. Fouled by Shaughnessy. Laid it up and in, plus the foul. Etherton now with 10. Trying to finish off this three-point play. It's after a bit of a slow start for Troy early on in this quarter, they have really rebounded here. As the free throw is no good, however. Christian Etherton, his first free throw attempt of the game. Rebound for Axel. Shaughnessy, entry pass inside to Grady Bussing, backing down his man. Shot off the glass, and good. Working on Whistler. And Grady Bussing, with his second basket of the game, he has 4. And a pushing foul against Wyatt Detweiler, defending the ball. Gannon Bow is trying to bring it up. Oh, correction, no, it's on Colin Shaughnessy, beg your pardon. So that will be his second. 2:56 to go, second quarter. Troy 27, Axel 20. Here in the boys' game. Etherton. To Whistler, he'll take the handoff. Ball over his head. Facing the basket. Gives it to Etherton, near side wing. Driving middle, gets around a couple of defenders, and they're going to say he traveled. Tried to split a double team, and was unable to do so successfully. Chance to make it a two-possession deficit for the Eagles right here. Down by 7. Brockstrom. Near side wing give to Shaughnessy to a cutting Schmelzley. We give it up to Detweiler. Nice feed underneath again to Grady Bussing working on Whistler. A mismatch they're trying to take advantage of, and Bussing now with 6. It's 27-22. 2:12 to go in the quarter. Nice behind the back dribble Bow to get away from Shaughnessy. He gets it across half court. Trying to drive. Gets bumped. Shot up, too strong on a 16-footer. Nice rebound by Whistler. Kicks out to Bo. He'll drive again. Left side, scoop shot. No good, but he's fouled. Bo will go to the line to shoot two. And foul called against Wyandette Wilder, his first. Bo, a 67% free throw shooter. His first attempt of the night is good. First point of the quarter for Bo. Seth Judd checking the game with 2,000 for Rosenberger. Second one for Bo is good as well. So he's got four. It's 28-22. Excuse me, 29-22, beg your pardon. 1:55 to go, second quarter. Right baseline is Detweiler. Kicks it out to Schmelzley. Top of the key catch for Brockstrom. Now near side, Shaughnessy. Gets to cutting Schmelzley on the left side. And it poked away by Geiger, and he last touched it. It was last touched by Schmelzley, excuse me. In a turnover, nice hand by Henry Geiger, who continues to give Axel a lot of headaches on defense. Judd defended by the freshman, Wyatt Detweiler, to his left, and reversing back towards half court, filling for Heather to come get it, and he does just that. 1:30 to go, second quarter. And now a timeout called by Coach Rockbelt of Troy, and we'll take it as well. 29-22 Troy. And Coach Tynan wanting a technical foul for a late shot. He's not going to get it. He is really not happy about that. And the official might call technical on Coach Tynan if he keeps it up. But let's go and take a break. Well, no, actually, we're already about halfway through the break, so we'll go and keep it right here. 29-22, Troy leading against Axel and a late shot, quote-unquote. Right as we went into the break from one of the Troy players. I didn't see that was. I think it was Everton that shot that, but he shot a three as the timeout called, and Coach Tynan wanted a technical because of that, but he did not get it. And he is upset with the team and kind of took that out on the official, and lucky he didn't get a technical break on his own terms. So 1:26 left to go here in the second. Troy gets the ball out of the break. The crowd kind of went completely silent as soon as Coach Tynan did that because he slammed his board on the hardwood. Now the officials have more words with Coach Tynan here. Now we're back underway. Here's Judd. He'll hand it off. To Etherton as he has to get away from it to give it to Etherton, who's defended heavily by Broxman. Got hit as he shot it. Nothing called. And rebound by Axel on the miss. Up ahead to Detweiler. He's going to drive middle. Gets past Whistler. Layup good. All the way to the basket for the freshman. His first back to the game with 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. It's 29-24. Off court, lob far side for Seth Judd. 15 points in the quarter for the Eagles. Offense starting to ramp it up now. Etherton comes off the screen, tries another three. That one is also off the mark. He started to come back down to earth. Here's an outlet pass to Shaughnessy, near side wing. And kick it out to Detweiler. Thought about the three instead of bounce pass to Schmelzley. Now to Brockstrom. Far side wide open three. Too strong. A long rebound, Bo. On the run. That's up ahead to Judd. Far side. It's a Geiger. Geiger was calling for it. He wanted it. Instead, Judd brings it back. 23 seconds left. Trying to hold to the final shot, most likely. Good decision by the senior, especially with Axel starting to get some momentum. Instead, you have a chance to have a 3 or 2 possession lead at the break instead of possibly a 2 or even maybe a 1 possession lead. Judd almost lost it out of bounds, but able to throw it to Etherton with 8 seconds left. He'll drive middle. 5-6, fire, 60-footer, no good, tipped, loose with 3 seconds left for Detweiler. He'll fire half-4 as the buzzer, off that board, no good. It'll be a 29-24 lead for Troy at halftime. Coming up next, it's your halftime report brought to you by Havana Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's Best Apparel, Footwear, and Accessory Store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Troy with the Trojans leading at home 29-24 over Axtell is your halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We'll break it down how this first half has unraveled. Brogan Moritz started the game for Troy after having to miss the season due to a knee injury. He won the opening tip and was given an open layup by Axtell to start the game. And in return, Troy gave Grady Bussing an open layup, a beautiful display of sportsmanship from both sides to start the game. And as we finally got into the nitty-gritty of the contest, Troy jumped on Axtell early. Christian Etherton made a pair of threes. Jack Hartman also had 5 quick points to start, and that gave Troy a 16-9 lead after the first quarter. In the second quarter, Hartman picked up his third foul, and the team's offensive productivity kind of started slowing down just a little bit, and Axtell got into a rhythm. Eagles got the deficit down to 2 possessions here at the break. Again, 29-24 is your score at the break. Looking at the leading scores for both teams, starting off with the Eagles, 6 points for Grady Bussing, 5 points for Colin Shaughnessy, 4 points for Logan Sandman off the bench, 3 points for Eli Brockstrom, 2 points for Wyatt Detweiler, and a free throw for Grant Bussing. And I can't remember if I said Brandon Schmelzley, he has 3 points as well, if I failed to say his name. Him and Brockstrom both 3 points apiece. So that is already 7 different scores for the Eagles. As for the leaders on the scoreboard, Troy, 10 points for Christian Etherton. He made a couple of threes in the first quarter, missed all of his threes, though, in the second quarter. Also, 7 points for Jack Hartman. Again, picked up his third foul with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And we'll see how Coach Rodeville navigates his playing time in the second half. Also, 4 points for Gannon Bowe, 3 points for Henry Geiger, 2 points apiece for Caden Rosenberger and Brogan Morris, of course, and a free throw for Seth Judd. So, also, 7 different scores for the Troy Trojans. Well, that is how this first half has happened so far. It should be a fun second half of action. 2 teams in the top half of the TVL with Axtell 4-2 on the year in TVL play, 14-2 on the season, and the number 3 ranked team in Class 182 according to the Coaches Association. As for Troy, a very solid team in their own right, 5-2 in league play, 2.5 games out of first, 9-7 on the season. Still, both teams, 4 games left against league opponents, but that last game for Troy against Donovan West on next Tuesday, the 20th, is going to be a non-league game. Kind of just the way that goes. I'm not quite sure what determines that or not, but that is what is going on for that. So let's go ahead and step aside. Once again, we'll take another couple minutes, and we'll come back here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our halftime score, once again, it's Troy 29, Axel 24, here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Metro Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And we are back here in Troy. Halftime score, 29-24. Troy boys trying to finish off the night with a sweep after the girls won 43-32. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Looking at some scores on the girls' side in the Twin Valley League that were finalized. Donovan West girls defeat DeKalb of Missouri 54-38. Valley Heights defeats Clifton Clyde in the big one for the day, 49-41. A big time win for Jordan Brockstrom, getting win over Clifton Clyde. Centralia defeats Blue Valley 63-37 to improve to 9-0. They just keep winning ball games out there in Centralia. And that is all the scores I have. Oh, also, Lynn defeated Lakeside 66-32. And that is all the scores on the girls' side. On the boys' side, we have halftime between Frankfort and Onega, with the Wildcats leading the Buffaloes 28-10. Centralia boys lead Blue Valley 14-6 after the first quarter. That's your scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Also have some other scores outside the Twin Valley League, though. 30-30 between Atchison and Highland Park. As that game, again, being taken place in Topeka West due to the flooding at Highland Park's gym from the cold temperatures that ended up bursting a pipe in that gym back in early January. And that is all the scores I got for you. Might be able to get some more from NDKL and Big 7 coming up in a bit, but that's all we got for now. Again, those are brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, in Fairview. In our game, 29-24, Troy leading Axel, and Troy gets the ball to start the second half, and we are back underway. So Judd brings it across, defended by Wyatt Detwather. Judd will hand it off to Gannon Bow from the near side wing, dribbles to towards the middle, and lob it to Jack Hartman. Again, 3 fouls for the junior big. He'll hand it off to Henry Geiger. Goes to his left, and Lane stops, kick it out to Judd. He'll try his 3, far side wing on the way. Got it! his first field goal of the game. He has 4 points. It's 32-24. A big time basket to start. Here's Brandon Schmelzley. Give it to Eli Brockstrom in the near side of wing. Trying to pass it to Schmelzley, but he wasn't looking. And Geiger says, okay, thank you. We'll take it. Geiger, again, has already got a handful of steals here in this ball game. Judd, defended by Detweiler, goes to his right. Nice crossover dribble to get away from him momentarily. 45 seconds gone in this third quarter. Judd, pass to Bo, defended by Colin Shaughnessy. Injured pass to Jack Hartman, deflected momentarily by Grady Blissing, but he retrieves it in the corner. Backdoor cut by Seth Judd, pass deflected. And out of bounds, it'll stay with the Trojans. Again, seven different scores for both teams. But the leading scorer in the game is Christian Etherton. He has 10. Also, 6 for Grady Bussing. On the inbound, intercepted by Wyatt Detweiler. Going the other way, out of the pass to Brockstrom. Driving left side, scoop shot up and in. Right-handed layup from the left side. Brockstrom with just his second field goal today, but he has 5. That's the deficit down to 6. 32-26. 6:50 to go here in the third quarter. Bo hands it off to Geiger. Screened by Hartman, goes to his left. Step back three on the way by Geiger. Good! Kind of bobbled the exchange a little bit, but still knocked down the triple. His second of the game, he has 6. Tied for their largest lead of the ball game. Actually, correction. They did have an 11-point lead at one point. So, scratch that. Reverse it. Pass deflected into the hands of Eli Brockstrom. The Grady Bussing. He'll drive from the right side. Gets around Jack Hartman. That is his fourth foul. He just stood there, and Bussing said, okay, I'll run into you and get a little bit of contact. And that will be his fourth personal foul with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. And Whistler is going to come in for him after this first free throw from Grady Bussing. First one is good. So probably won't see him at least until the fourth quarter, if not maybe midway through the fourth quarter. And as mentioned, he struggled offensively when he was not in the game, and Bussing makes them both. He's got 8. It's 35-28. Screen by Etherton to get Bo some space in the backcourt. Cross half court to Geiger, far side corner. Drive, kick, Judd, thought about the 3. Nice closeout by the freshman Wyatt Detweiler. Goes left on the screen from Whistler. Judd, the senior, the buff pass, Whistler, low jumper, no good, mid-range for the junior. Rebound by Brandon Schmelzley. Detweiler to Schmelzley, looking to drive, instead gives it up. Brockstrom, the junior. Give it up to Grady Bussing, the senior, now to Brandon Schmelzley. The junior drives baseline, reverse layup, no good. Two's up in the air by Whistler, and Whistler on a foul going the other way on the rebound. The foul called against Grady Bussing is 2nd. That ball kind of hung on the rim a little bit with my hesitation on the call there on Schmelzley's attempted reverse layup. So here comes Judd. Across the court, left side, defended heavily by Detweiler. He's done a good job of guarding him on the ball all night long. To his left, kick near side wing, catch Bo into the corner. Etherton, nice head fake. Get back to Bo, he'll try open 3. Too strong, rebound Eli Brockstrom. These are good looks for Troy, hasn't been able to get to the ball. Bob inside, Bussing, goes to work in the middle, shot over Whistler, no good, rebound Bo. Elliott pass, Etherton cutting up the far side, make the catch, nice underhand pass with Geiger, wasn't quite ready for it, and he collects it though and lays it up and in. Fantastic job staying with the play for Henry Geiger, and it makes it 37-28, drive middle, Brockstrom quickly trying to go up the court, out of control, shot no good, rebound Whistler. And the junior forward looking to outlet it, and he gets it to the senior guard, Seth Judd. You're on senior night. Judd across half court. The freshman has been giving him the business, though. He'll drive and kick, whistle, blocking foul. That's the right call on that one. Shaughnessy did not take the contact head on, and he'll be called with the personal. That'll be his 3rd. Logan Salmon, Grant Bussing checking in for Colin Shaughnessy and Grady Bussing. 4:42 to go, 3rd period, 37-28 Troy. Inbound to Geiger, hands it off to Judd on the near side corner. He'll dribble towards the top, gives it to Bo. Pass to Etherton, far side wing. Ball screened by Bo to get Etherton free. Whistler fell over. Bo, offensive foul called on Etherton on the screen. Had his elbows kind of poking out a little bit, and he kind of leaned into it. They'll call that one all day. That'll be his just his first personal. But Axel gets the ball back after the empty possession of Troy. Far side corner, catch for Brandon Schmelzley. Two cutting Lincoln Salmon, far side block shot, no good. Good defense by Whistler, but an offensive rebound and one for Grant Gusting on the near side. Another foul called against Etherton. He is not happy about that call. And Grant Bussing off the bench here today. His first field goal make. Free throw is good. He's got four. It is a two-possession game once again. 37-31, 4:13 to go, third period. Troy trying to respond. Bo has it far side wing and kind of a flop, but they're going to give Geiger a call after he fell to the ground. And that foul's going to go against Logan Salmon. Tried to get around a screen. And he'll pick up his first personal. Three fouls apiece already, and we're not even at the halfway mark. But now we are. It's 4 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Now a carry is called on Seth Judd. And a turnover to Axel. 37-31. A three-point make for Axel can make this a one-possession game for the first time since early in the first quarter. Detweiler, far side wing catch for Schmelzley. Defended loosely by Geiger. Salmon, top of the key, defended heavily by Gannon Bowe. Detweiler, near side wing. Judd giving him a cushion, give this to Broxman. Off-ball movement. Salmon gets it after he set a screen on the top of the key. He'll pass far side wing to Broxman. Listening, working the interior. Pass out to Schmelzley. Schmelzley defended by Geiger once again. Good defense by Troy, man-to-man. Salmon near side wing. Schmelzley drives, pulls up. And that one is good from 9 feet for Brandon Schmelzley. On the little teardrop. It's a four-point deficit for Axel now. 37-33. Bo dribbles from the near side at the top of the key. Gives to Wyatt Whistler. Backdoor cut for Seth Judd. Pass too far in front of him, but he saves it. Gets it after giving up briefly. High arcing three is good, and he is fired up after making that triple. His second of the quarter. He has seven. It's 40-33. Nice response. Pass the bucket into the hands of Christian Etherton to steal. 2-on-1. Fast break. Etherton keeps himself. Layup no good off the right side. And he'll outlet it to Eli Broxman. He loses it into the hands of Geiger. Etherton. 1-on-1 with Schmelzley. Layup good. Etherton missed the last one. Got this one to go. He has 12. It's 42-33. And now a timeout call by Coach Tynan. After the deficit was cut to 4, it grows back to 9. We'll take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Kansaland Radio.
42-33. Excuse me, should clear my throat before the break. Troy, after they had their lead cut down to 4, it was 37-33, but 5 quick points after a 3-make by Seth Judd and a layup on the run-out by Christian Etherton. Then he leads all scorers with 12. And the Trojans back up by 9. Tynan wanting to talk this over with his group. It'll be Geiger, Whistler, Bo, Judd, and Etherton in for Troy. It'll be Grant Bussing, Eli Broxterman, Wyatt Detweiler, Logan Salmon, and Brandon Schmelzley in for Axel. Inbound to Salmon. Top of the key to Schmelzley from the near side wing. Give us to Broxman from the top of the key. Back to the near side wing for Schmelzley. Salmon, pass far side wing for Eli Broxman. Troy's defense really stepped up man-to-man. It'll be a contested three for Schmelzley that's left short. Rebound, Seth Judd. Good defense by Coach Rodvelt's group out of the timeout. Judd with 2:05 to go in the quarter. Trying to drive past it while they can't get past him, so he'll give it up. Geiger goes to Etherton. Etherton steps back. Nice lob for Whistler, deflected, but into the hands of Whistler, he lays it up and in. It was partially touched by Eli Broxman, But Wyatt Whistler with his first basket of the game. It's 44-33 in favor of the Trojans. Tie for their largest lead of the ball game. That's on a 7-0 run. And whistle and a foul on the floor off the ball underneath the basket on the right side block. Committed by Gannon Bowe. And that will be his second. And team foul number 4. 1:35 to go. Grant Bussing will exit. Colin Shaughnessy will check in, and so will Grady Bussing. And for the Eagles, nice lob on the inbound to Schmelzley. Fouled and one. Eagles needed that one. Not a whole lot of contact on that foul from Henry Geiger. That's just his first foul. And Schmelzley now with 7 points. His second field goal made here in this quarter. In his first quarter of the game with multiple field goal makes. Free throw is good. That was his first free throw attempt of the ball game. 44-36, 1:30 to go, third quarter. Etherton gets a screen by Whistler, drives in the middle, gets past the defender, scoop shot high off the glass, is good with the left hand. What a move and finish at the cup for Christian Etherton, who has 14. 46-36, crossover dribble, driving, Schmelzley turns his money, cannot, Whistler with the rebound, and he'll hand it off to Seth Judd. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Judd hands it off to Etherton. Gets play call from Coach Rockville. Dribbling it out, wasting a lot of time here as he's defended by Broxman. Crossover dribble poked away by Broxman, but no, they're going to stay. He just lost it. And 45 seconds left for Axel, now down by 10. 46-36. Schmelzley to Shaughnessy, top of the key, near side wing. Broxman hands it off. Shaughnessy, back to Broxman. Looks to drive middle. Stops. Gets through contact, and his foul going up. Shot was left a little bit short. Kind of slipped a little bit, too. That one's going to go against Whistler. It'll be his first. 32 seconds left here in the quarter. First free throw for Broxman is left short. First free throw of the game for Broxman. He only has 5 points on the game. Again, it hasn't been the best offensive effort tonight from the Axel boys. And again, this team hasn't really looked the same since they went on that run in the TVL tournament. Second free throw is good. So he goes 1 for 2. With a chance. Now for Troy. Judd hands it off. This is Cass and Jasper in the game for the first time. To Bowe, now to Judd. 13 seconds left. Telling for Whistler to clear out, but he comes up and set the screen. 10 seconds. Judd, pass to Jasper. 8 seconds. Step back. He's going to try a 3. High arcing off the backboard. No good. Tip in for Judd is short. 3 seconds left. Rebound to Schmelzley. And he gets shut off at the buzzer from half court. That's how the third quarter comes to an end. 46-37. Troy has the lead going into the fourth quarter. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Troy goes in the fourth quarter up 46-37 at home against a Axel team that is currently ranked number 3 in the state according to the KBCA's latest poll that was released this afternoon. And we are underway with quarter number four. Jared Spuffy with you, Kurt, coming back in the booth, killing it as always. Drive for Schmelzley, kick it out to Broxerman as the Eagles have the first possession to start this fourth quarter. And it back to Stanman. He'll drive left side in the lane, had it poked away by Jasper. And he'll say last touch by Troy. Jack Hartman back in the game with four fouls, as he has missed a good portion of the middle two quarters due to foul trouble. 14 points for Christian Etherton, leads all scores. And fast dripped away. Cassie Jasper gets a steal this time for the Trojans. He'll bring it up. Judd, who made a pair of threes in the last quarter, drives right side, kicks. Geiger, long two on the way, left short, about 17 feet. Rebound, Colin Shaughnessy. A left to Schmelzley, to Detweiler. Nice pass inside to Salmon. Gets fouled, or not fouled, excuse me, gets bumped. He puts the shot up and lays it in. There was a lot of contact. Surprised they didn't call a foul. Nice full court pass up ahead to Geiger, but it was a little bit too far in front of him. Nice job avoiding that going out of bounds and able to kick it back to Gannon Bowe and reset the play here. 46-39. Favor of the Trojans. Hypo sketch Jack Hartman. Entry pass to Geiger is thrown away by Eli Broxerman. Having a tough time getting back into the flow after missing a bunch of time in those middle two quarters. As Colin Shaughnessy had it poked away out of bounds by Gannon Bowe. He had 5 points in that first quarter, but he picked up his third personal foul with a little over 5 minutes left in the second quarter and picked up his fourth foul with about 6 minutes left in the third quarter. This is Shaughnessy, far side wing. The top of the key for Broxerman. Near side wing catch for Sandman. Sandman to Shaughnessy in the corner. Entry pass to Schmelzley working the post. Shot up, good and one! Got him on the side of the head. And that's going to be it for Hartman. That is his fifth foul. So he gets minimal playing time here tonight after a great start. He fouls out with just 7 points. A good amount, but considering he had 5 points in the first few minutes of the game, a disappointing outcome from him. So have to rely on Whistler the rest of the way. His free throw no good, but into his hand, he'll get another opportunity. He'll give it to him, kick it out. Three ball, Eli Broxerman. Good! A 5-point possession for the Eagles. And now it's a 2-point game. His second three of the ball game, he has eight. And now a cough up by Etherton in the hands of Schmelzley. Looking at himself, trying to tie or take the lead. Far side corner with it. Detweiler to Salmon. Trying to three straight away. They got the lead. Logan Salmon buries a triple timeout, Troy. 47-46, Axel. What a comeback. They were down by as much as 11. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Axel has their first lead since the very beginning of this ball game. It's 47-46. This one has started to really get fun. 6:05 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And it will be Troy ball out of the break, and Axel's going to bring the full court pressure. This will be a man-to-man full court. So Judd gets the inbound, defended by Detweiler. He'll ride him the entire way. The hands by Detweiler, poked it free momentarily from the senior. He gets across that court. He lost it, and it's picked up by Detweiler. On the run. Layup is up and in. Go away, Detweiler. Forced the turnover on the senior. The freshman lays it up and in and makes it a 3-point extra lead. Netherton drive, nice speed to Whistler. He'll get his man up in the air, but it's blocked. Putback is no good. Rebound, Colin Shaughnessy. Here comes Broxerman. Nice full court pass to Detweiler. Up the far side, he lays it up and in another one. And Axel continues to soar up on the scoreboard. Again, they were down by 11. And it's now 51-46. It's a 14-0 run. And it was an offensive foul as Gannon Bowe was out of control. Salmon takes the charge. And Bowe picks up his third personal foul. Oh, What a sequence. Again, it's a 14-0 run. It was 46-37 going into the corner. And here's a three by Logan Salmon. He buries it from the near side and continue to grow that lead. Salmon has 8 in the corner, 12 on the ball game. Etherton a lob into the corner near side. Judd, can he answer with a three of his own? Yes, he can. Big time three for Seth Judd. That's his third of the game. And that run is now 17-3 for Axel. And that's the score in this quarter. 17 points for Axel in the first half of this first quarter. They've made three threes. Detweiler to Shaughnessy, top of the key. 54-49 Axel, dry baseline, shot up for Brockstrom, or make a part for Shaughnessy, good off the glass, nice drive by the junior. He's got 10, 5 here in this quarter. Here's a turnover by Anderson, by Brockstrom, trying to feed it through. He gets it back somehow, it's up to him, and he lays it up and in. And Eli Brockstrom, now with 7 points in the quarter, he has 12, and another timeout called by Troy. 58-49. They have outscored Troy 22-3 here in this fourth quarter. Unreal. And we'll set aside for another 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
In the opening 3 minutes and 44 seconds of this quarter, Axel has outscored Troy 22-3, and they have taken a 58-49 lead. Troy with the ball out of the break, with 4:16 to go in the ballgame. Near side wing catch for Caden Rosenberger, in for the first time this fourth quarter. On the top of the key, he'll pass it to Gannon Bow. Whistler hands it off. Bow drives right side, shot over Salmon. High up the glass and in there. Nice shot, nice roll. And Bo, with his first field goal, makes it the first quarter. He has 6. 58-51. Troy needs a stop. Axel would love another basket to keep it going offensively. Far side corner catch, Schmelzley. Give it to Salmon. Top of the key. Has the lone points of the quarter. I think it's close to being accurate. Here's a high shot. It's going to be a travel against Schmelzley. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that. Salmon has 8 points in the quarter. He has 4 for the ball game. A travel by Schmelzley is going the other way. 3:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Still 58-51. A big time stop for the Trojans. They need a basket here. Troy makes a 2-possession deficit once again. Judd almost lost it. He's been defended well by Wyatt Detweiler. Drive baseline. Pass. Bow. Tries a 3. Uncontested. Off the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Detweiler on the run to Schmelzley. 2-on-2 fast break. Keeps it himself. Gets bumped. Nothing called. Shot no good. Rebound Detweiler. Picks up the Salmon, near side corner, hands it off to Schmelzley. He's also in the corner. It's fine to Detweiler, near side underneath the block, underneath the basket, pass deflected out of bounds by Seth Judd, and it will stay with the Eagles. 3:05 to go in the ball game. And it will be Detweiler inbounding. Actually make that Schmelzley inbounding. Low formation. He'll lob it in to Salmon, far side elbow to the near side elbow to Detweiler. Getting a screen for Schmelzley, wide open 3. That's short, rebound Geiger. He'll hand it off to Judd, and he'll slow it up. So 58-51, 2:55 to go here in this fourth quarter. Axel has outscored Troy 21-3. As this ball is deflected away. That is correct, 21-3. Going the other way after the missed three-pointer is Axel. Nice find. Backdoor cut. Detweiler gets the man in the air. Shot is short. Gets it back. And the pass is thrown away by Bow. Behind the back dribble is off the foot of Shaughnessy, and it'll stay with the Trojans. Gaston Jasper will check in for Troy. 2:26 to go. And it will be Rosenberger exiting. So I had that wrong. It's a 21-3 run for Axel at 22. Here's the inbound. To the far side corner to Jasper. Top of the key, near side wing. Geiger's going to try a triple. That's too long. Rebound by Brockstrom. He'll give it up to Schmelzley. He'll bring it up. Here's a catch for Salmon. Schmelzley gets it back to Brockstrom. Simmons off the screen, gives it to your side wing. Colin Shaughnessy, can he make another one? That one's no good. Front end. Rebound set, Judd. Wanting to push, but he's going to hold on to it. 1:55 left to go in our ball game. Still 58-51. Been at the score for a little while now. Screen by Whistler, going to his right. Bow, pull-up jumper, 15-footer. That's short. Rebound for Brockstrom and of Axel. Another missed opportunity for the Trojans. Troy went into this quarter with a 46-37 lead. Their lead was as large as 11. Andrew Pash melts it. It's denied by Geiger into the hands of Jasper. He's double-teamed across half court. Gives it to Geiger. Driving left side, whistle. Timeout called by Troy. Coach Rogel didn't like what he saw there. And we'll take the break as well for 30 seconds with 1:27 left to go in our ball game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axel, for those just joining us, went on a 21-3 run in the first 3 minutes and 44 seconds of the fourth quarter. They took a 58-49 lead, and now it is 58-51 with 1:56 left to go in our ballgame. What a fun ballgame. Excuse me, 1:27 left to go in our ballgame. What a fun this one has been so far. And Troy trying to get back in it after, again, having a lead as large as 11. Eli Brockstrom, he has 12, so does Logan Sandman. Sandman has scored 8 in this quarter. And Brockstrom has scored 7 in the quarter. Here is Jasper, whistle and a foul called on, I think, Shaughnessy trying to get through a screen. And that'll be his 4th with 1:20 to go. Another inbound coming up for the Trojans. Goes to Judd, near side corner. To Bo, screen to get Jasper open near side corner. Can't get a shot off, so give it up to Bo instead. Top of the key. Looks to drive. Gets past the man. Lay up and go. Nice finger roll for Gannon Bo. Much needed. He's got 8. 4 in the quarter. 58-53. 104 to go. Wanting some intense ball pressure here. Roxman, the little towards his left to the top of the key. Hand off Shaughnessy. 55 seconds left. Bo, backdoor cut. Passes behind Roxman into the hands of Whistler. Turnover by Axel. Here comes Troy. Jasper across that court. Far side corner to Bo. Jasper near side to Geiger. 42 seconds left. Driving baseline. Judd shut up. I have the glass. No good. And he is hurt. Going the other way. 5-on-4 for Axel. He poked it free. Picking it up. It's Geiger. He'll drive. Right side on Salmon. That is good. And one. Geiger the end one. And Salmon couldn't deter the shot. What a shot by Geiger. He's got 10. It's 58-55 with 29.7 seconds left. Judd, he hit his head hard on the hardwood. He appears to still be shaken up. He got to his feet, but he kind of retreated to the corner as Geiger drove. Free throw for Geiger is good. He's got 11. It's 58-56. 26 seconds left. Handoff across half court for Brockstrom. So look to the far side wing, trying to get a foul or something here, and they'll call a foul. Tried to get a steal first. And this call with 20.2 seconds left. That one goes against Caston Jasper, his first. And that's team foul number 3. So still one foul to give for the Trojans. They got to do it quickly. Schmelzy the inbounder. Nobody guarding the inbound, though. They go to the backcourt to Brockstrom, and now a foul is about a little over 2 seconds come off the clock with 17.9 seconds left. That's a 14th foul. And that will be Jasper's 2nd. Schmelzy in the backcourt now will inbound this on the far side. Inbound goes to Detweiler and a reaching foul on Judd. Now will be the 5th foul on the team, 3rd against Judd. Now we'll send the freshman to the free throw line. Detweiler has not attempted a free throw this evening. If you're wondering, the season free throw percentage, it's 80%. Best on the team. Good job by Coach Tynan to draw up a play to get him the ball, and the first one is good for the freshman. 5 points for him on the quarter, 7 on the ball game. 59-56, here's the big one. Make it a two-possession game with 16.6 seconds left. Second one on its way. Good. Nothing but net on both of them. 60-56. Here is Judd across the court, 13 seconds left. He has it stripped by Broxman into the hand of Sandman. 10 seconds left and a whistle to foul. It'll be an intentional foul as well. 8 seconds flat left to go. Is that one committed by Geiger? And again, this is an intentional foul, so everyone will clear, and Broxton will shoot two. Broxman 1-for-2 from the free throw line today. He makes the first one. Good job by Eli Broxman here in this fourth quarter. 8 points for him now in this period. Second one. That is no good this time, though. So now the Eagles will get the ball in midcourt with 8 seconds left. 61-56. Chelsea will inbound it in the backcourt on the near side. Deflected by Broxman. But into the hands of the junior. 3 seconds left. Get across half court and whistle on a foul with 1 second even. And Axel is going to steal one here at Troy. What a win for Jason Tynan and the Axel Eagles here this evening. And they're going to improve to 15-2 on the season and 5-2 in league plays. The first one is no good for Broxerman. Second one is up, and no good. Rebound by Whistler, and that is it. 61-56, Axel wins it on the road. They score 24 points in the fourth quarter to secure the victory. We're back here in a couple minutes on our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house, car,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Final score here in Troy. Axel gets the win, 61-56. And in the end, there's a big difference in this one. A 21-3 run from Axel in the first 3 minutes and 44 seconds of the fourth quarter, as they trailed 46-37 to go into the fourth quarter. After that run, it was 58-49 in favor of Axel, and they held on and outscored the Trojans 24-10 in the final period. Leading scorers, first for Axel, 13 points for Eli Brockstrom. He is going to be your player of the game as he scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. As he came up clutch with a couple of big-time baskets, your player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also 12 points for Logan Sandman. He also provided 8 points in the fourth quarter with 12 points on the ballgame. 10 points for Brandon Schmelsley. 8 apiece for Wyatt Detweiler, who had 6 points in the fourth quarter, and Grady Bussing as well. 4 points for Grant Bussing and 5 for Colin Shaughnessy. And as for the Troy leading scorer, that was Christian Etherton. He had 14, with all of those coming in the first 3 quarters. He was scoreless in the fourth quarter. Also 11 points for Henry Geiger. 8 points for Gannon Bowe. 10 points for Seth Judd. He had all of his field goal makes in the second half, with a pair of 3s in the third and 1 in the fourth. Also 7 for Jack Hartman, who fouled out with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He didn't play very much in the final 3 quarters of this ball game. He only played about a total of about 4 or 5 minutes in the final 3 quarters combined because of foul trouble. Also 2 points apiece for Caden Rosenberger and for Brogan Morris, and also actually for Wyatt Whistler as well. Again, Brogan Morris scoring the opening points of the game for Troy. Really cool thing they did for senior night. He has mentioned he missed the entire regular season due to a knee injury. He won the tip, and they gave him an open basket to start our ball game. Well, that is going to do it as Axel improves to 15-2 on the regular season and 5-2 in league play, trying to make something happen here at the end of the year as they are busy. They have 3 more games coming up here in the next 7 days. So there you go, right back to it again on Friday, then another game on Monday, and then Tuesday, and then that is the end of the regular season. As for Troy, they fall to 5-3, which is 3 games out of first place, and 9-8 on the regular season. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. This has been Jared Sluppy alongside Kirk Kilman back in the booth. And thank you so much for listening here on this Tuesday night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.